Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But you know what? Not having a bathroom to go in, that's just one of those things that annoys us in life. It's just one of the minor annoyances, right? In fact, there's an entire list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 little problems that are surprisingly annoying. Let's talk about one that just chaps my hide. First, there's the clank, then the scrape, then clank, clank, scrape, clank, stab, stab, drop, clank, screech. Is this your first time using utensils, you doughy little demon? My dog is an aggressive eater, and he doesn't make the sounds you do with that fork and knife. The steak is already dead. You don't have to keep stabbing it repeatedly, you dim-witted street urchin.
Yeah. Also say when their teeth hits the spoon.
Yeah, and a
click. Yeah, click. Like, really? Really? You don't know where your mouth is at? Damn, man. So these are...
I feel like the only... Like, you're not... Like, you never want to hear somebody, like, using their teeth, like, with a fork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you're eating something, like... mac and cheese or lasagna and there's cheese on it, that's like the one time like, oh, I'm gonna have to scrape this off.
Oh yeah,
sure.
I want that piece
that
of cheese.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. 10 little problems that are surprisingly annoying. And number 10, they go people who chew with their mouth open. Speaking of eating things.
Oh yeah. Right. Well, typically they're talking too.
Yeah. No, I there are people that just chew with
they
their
just
mouth open.
With their mouth
chew
open.
With that's their weird. Mouth open.
And close your damn mouth. That's just gross. That is just gross. People who watch videos without headphones.
Yep.
Yeah, publicly, sure.
Especially on the bus.
Right. Dude, I had it on a plane again this last weekend. Somebody would just sit in there playing games or watching a video on their phone without headphones. It's like, are you
on
serious?
On a plane? Come on, man.
Come on.
I didn't think they let you do that on a plane.
They don't. It's always an old person that doesn't realize that they don't have headphones on.
Okay.
Which is really annoying. Like, come on.
But at least they're doing it innocently. You still want to punch them in the throat.
I
but
do.
You go like, okay.
Look, I just went through it over Thanksgiving with my mom. She goes, this really nice lady gave me an extra set of headphones. And I go,
was she being nice?
Were you watching something without headphones? She goes, yeah. And I go, she might not have been being nice. She might have just been annoyed with you, Mom.
Right.
That's exactly what she was.
Yeah. Exactly.
It seems nice, but like, I'm going to give this to you so I don't hurt you.
Yeah. And like, and right, same thing. She should know better. She just doesn't. Mm-hmm. She's not giving it two thoughts. She's just watching some stupid video.
Exactly. 10 little problems that are surprisingly annoying. You guys ever have this? You're driving down the road and then someone cuts you off. And then they drive slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, if you've got the guts to get out in front of me, have the guts to get up and go.
Yeah, keep going. I don't know what you guys' experience driving lately is, but people really got to pay attention to staying in their lane.
Oh, my God.
It's like this latest phenomenon of, like, you have to be able to hear those rumble strips where the stripes are.
Right.
Because they're in the road. And I had that on the Aurora Bridge the other day. Someone's just like basically their whole tire was over it. That's a narrow bridge.
I hate that bridge.
Yeah. So you've got to just pay attention just for the mile of the bridge.
Right.
Whatever it is, quarter mile, three, whatever.
It's insane.
It's like even on the interstate, it's like, guys, Stay in your freaking lane.
Speaking of which, you guys ever been checking out of the grocery store? You notice that the lane that you're in, it's a longer one, and it's not really moving all that fast. Mm-hmm. But you notice that lane over there, they're moving quick, so you move on over there.
And then it comes to this.
And then it just comes to a complete stop.
God, I know.
Happens every so time annoying. To me a Blaine when I'm trying to get across the border into Canada. Oh, there's the short lane.
God.
I got this. And they get their car completely, like, you know, absolutely peeled apart with everything thrown out. Like, can't you just move them over to do that?
God.
I've had it happen to me with security, too. Like, going to, like, a concert or something.
Yeah.
And you just pick the wrong lane, and then it's like, dude's like, he's real hyped about his job. Right? Like, I had a guy once open an Altoid package, and he's like, ugh, can't have these joints in there. I was like, all right, cool. And he goes, I was like, hey, hang on, don't throw out all my mints. Well, I got to throw these out, too. What? Why? They're mints. You took the joints out. Can I have my mints back? And then he's like, I'm going to have to call a manager. And I was like, just F it. Jesus Christ.
To keep throw the
Altoids.
Away.
To keep the Altoids.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I know. He was real fired up. You guys it's like, dude, I'm at Motley Crue at the Gorge.
Come
chill
on.
Out.
You guys ever have when you're driving and all of a sudden, actually, no, not even when you're driving, but you can also be just walking down the side of the road and then you have those slow walkers in front of you that also then will just stop out of nowhere and just kind of take in the sights. Not really understanding
every
that
every freaking day
anybody else is out walking. And for whatever reason, when you get off of a plane, they'll do the same thing. You'll go through the little jet strip or whatever it is that you go from the airplane to you actually get in the terminal. And as soon as they bust through security, the first step out of that line, then they'll just sit there and, all right, which way do we need to go? Find one direction.
Just right.
Put your back against a wall and get the hell out of my way. And I know where to go.
If you have to have a conversation with someone in this building, can you not do it directly in front of the doors in and out?
For crying out loud.
Like, you have this big-ass lobby at Advocate, and people, for whatever reason, just stand directly in front of the doors.
The one that drives me insane is people that stop at the bottom of an escalator.
Right. Like, dude, you know, like, it's still moving.
The escalator's still moving.
Right?
You've got to get out of the way.
Exactly. This isn't one thing. Yeah, we can't just stand here and wait for your stupid ass to get out of the way. We're all coming. Yeah. We're all coming. 10 little problems that are surprisingly annoying. Having to watch ads on streaming video.
I don't have a problem with that.
Same. I grew up in the age of commercials as well. Yeah, so
Sorry that happened to you.
It's the inconvenience of having to wait for it to be able to skip it. That's about it.
That's how they make money.
But honestly, you know, watching movies on like Peacock and whatnot, hey, watch this 3 minutes worth of ads before you watch
the beginning.
I'm good with that,
cool.
Dude.
All right.
I'll do that all day long. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, like I watch some shows on YouTube and, you know, you get the videos or the commercials in between. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's weird is they just kind of pop in, so you never know when they're going to happen. But like, also, like, I don't care.
It does suck whenever I'm doing like a workout because I work out with YouTube videos and then I'm like right in the middle of it and then all of a sudden they'll go to a commercial. Like, damn it. Forgetting to plug your phone in.
Yeah.
That's a killer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a killer.
Or somehow the connection's not all the way plugged in.
And you didn't realize it.
Yeah, and then you wake up. Your phone's at frickin' 15%.
Exactly.
I went out of town this weekend, Mike, and I left my phone at home accidentally.
Ooh.
It was the greatest weekend of my life. I'm going to do it more often. Except for it's not going to be intentional.
They go with self-checkouts on this list, again, of the 10 little problems that are surprisingly annoying, and it's just kind of the annoyances that you deal with when it comes to the self-checkout. There are some that are like, why am I doing the job of a cashier or somebody who works those registers? Like, then go into one of their lanes if you want to. But on the same token, it's having to punch in the produce numbers. Every time you buy alcohol, you have to wait for somebody to come by. And have you ever had it where you scan the alcohol, they go over there, they do your ID, whatever, and they check you and they approve you. Then they go away for a half a second. You hit the pay button. It's like alerting a cashier to help you.
Yeah.
With what? With what?
I want to give you my money.
Right. It literally has nothing else that it needs to check. A cashier comes over and pushes a button, but for whatever reason, it sets off and it pisses me off every damn time. But then the number one little problem that is surprisingly annoying. Have you guys ever had this? You're going through a doorway. You got a bag on of some kind, or maybe if it's just your jacket. But then it hooks on the damn door handle and jerks it backward.
Yep.
I've ripped off a belt loop on my pants from one of the handle doorknobs where I got caught in and kept walking like,
no way.
I've run three pairs of cargo shorts because of that. My own kitchen. Just where the drawer handles are, right? You got the fatter pockets.
Yeah.
You don't realize that it's kind of caught on the handle.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut the cabinet and you're like, God damn.
I ripped my favorite dress shirt that I wear at the doggone auto auctions on this door over here. As I was slipping through it, it grabbed it and ripped it. Now, it's a 400-pound door, so it's not moving anywhere.
No, it absolutely
damn,
is not.
Damn, dude.
I'm with you. I've done it on door handles and stuff. Especially, I had a jacket I really liked. It was like a nice winter jacket. And same thing. Didn't even realize it, and it just ripped this giant hole in it. I'm like, damn it. Not really waterproof with a hole in it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.